This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Ramadan is the month of dua, and it's very recommended, highly recommended, that a person engage in dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible, because Allah wants you to come closer to Him with dua. And that's a formulation for the love that is between a person and his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's dua is the dua which, again, taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the dua which says, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan, wa a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal, wa a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhl, wa a'udhu bika min ghalabati al-dayn wa qahri al-rijal. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. This dua is all about seeking refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from those things that may be barriers or hurdles in trying to achieve lots of things in life. So the first one is ham wal hazan. Ham is worry, anxiety, and hazan is grief and sorrow. Both anxiety and sorrow, or feeling grief, can hold a person back. If you think about it, if you're always feeling anxious, you're always feeling upset, you're always feeling grief about losing things, whether they are things that you are losing in the dunya, where there are things you are losing in the akhirah, in many ways, if you're always anxious about things, it's going to hold you back. So a person has to feel more optimistic about their life and seeking refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from those helps. So ham and hazan, so they are not always concerned. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْعَجْزِ وَالْكَسَلِ, to also seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from incapacity and from laziness. Incapacity is that you do not have the necessary means, whether it's the energy, the strength, the material means to do things. Al-kasal is when you do have the material, if you like, the outward things, but you don't have the inner. You feel lazy, you feel that you're not really up to it, you can't do it. So al-ajz wal-kasal will also hold you back, because they're both things that defunctionize you, and not allow you to do the work, by either feeling internally that you can't be bothered to do it, or externally you feel you don't have the strength or the energy, the power. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْجُبْنِ وَالْبُخُلِ. Again, two qualities which can hold a person back. Al-jubn, cowardice, to feel that you can't really, I can't do this, I'm not, you know, and to maybe be scared of things, whether it's scared of other people, whether it's scared of that you might fail, whether it's the scared of being looking bad, whatever. Being scared and cowardice will hold a person back. And obviously it's a good quality to have, to be brave and to show that strength of, yes, I'm going to go forward, I'm going to try and try to overcome these barriers. And bukhul, miserness, meanness, and that is also because you're always, you don't want to give, you don't want to spend, you don't want to function. These, subhanAllah, are all things that progression in life, if you don't have them, you will not progress. So these are not just qualities about progressing in your ibadah, but these are qualities about progressing in your life. You know, if you're always anxious, worried, you won't, you know, you won't take risks, you might, you know, feel stuck in a certain situation, a certain mindset, and so on and so forth. And lastly, وَغَلَبَتِ الدَّيْنِ وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ, or وَضَلَعِ الدَّيْنِ وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ. That is when the debt becomes overwhelming, and the oppression, or the wrongness from others. And here it mentions men specifically, because men, unlike women, they are the ones who tend to oppress others more than women do. So it's probably more about a generalization. So again, debt, being overwhelmed with debt, again, is something which definitely is a hurdle to achievement, because you're always thinking about, how do I pay off my debt? How do I, you know, where do I get the money from? Where do I do this? So subhanAllah, debt is a big is a big factor in putting people down. And lastly, قهر الرجال is like the subduing of other people. When the people subdue you, they oppress you, that obviously also holds it against you, because you know your freedoms are taken. When you don't have the freedom, how can you express yourself? How can you do those things? So all those things gathered in this one dua is about seeking help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the barriers, to break those hurdles, so that you can move forward, inshallah ta'ala. And as like I mentioned before, dua isn't just a one way purpose, and it's not just, oh, I'm just asking Allah and you know Allah's gonna just do this all for me. Dua is almost it's almost a focusing, you know, it's directing you. You imagine somebody as our medics would say, health professionals will say, you know, half of the cure is knowing the illness. You know, if you have anxiety, you have depression, you have grief, you have cowardice, if you do not acknowledge this, you're not going to find a solution. You're not going to move on. So here, this hadith in the dua is acknowledging this. So it's about you saying, okay, I do have worries. I am anxious. What am I anxious about? How do I? So you make that dua, but also subconsciously you're saying, well, how do I get out of this? How do I overcome my miserness? How do I overcome my cowardice and etc. etc. So all this thing about dua is also directs you so that you, inshallah, you can find solutions for the situation that you are in.